This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's go deeper into news. The Biden administration is out with guidelines for a tax credit to promote greener aviation fuel. It's jet fuel made from ethanol, corn as in on the cob, and biofuels made from soy as in tofu. If this works, would it be a net plus for the world? Marketplace's Kaylee Wells reports.
Sustainable jet fuel has been around for years, and yet it only accounts for a fraction of 1% of all jet fuel, probably because it costs more than twice as much as traditional jet fuel. These new incentives, says Amar Shams with the clean energy nonprofit RMI,
all the incentives stacked together would not fill the gap.
But it might get the price low enough, Shams says, for companies to invest in the fuel so they can meet climate targets. Then there's the issue of just how clean the fuel actually is, says Columbia University Climate School professor Melissa Lott.
What was the feedstock used? How was it grown? How much fertilizer was there? You know, how was it harvested? How was it processed? Like, you need to know every step or else you're just going to be guessing.
Plus, Lott says you can't just fill a jet with corn oil. Any sustainable aviation fuel gets blended with regular jet fuel. Bottom line?
Aviation is really hard to get emissions down in. There's not a lot of drop-in replacements. You can electrify short-haul flights that only go, you know, short distances. But after a point, physics catches up with you, and you really need liquid fuels.
So the federal government is doubling down on biofuels derived from corn and soy as the most realistic alternative fuel we've got. The industry that makes the fuels thinks the incentives are a good first step. But Jessica Dow, head of America's Biofuels Pricing at Argus Media, says the industry's enthusiasm was pretty tepid.
Overall, they are encouraged. There's an updated pathway for ethanol to jet. But at the same time, they've called out what they see as the shortcomings in the guidance.
The shortcomings, Dow says, include fertilizer efficiency requirements, other agricultural rules that protect water quality and soil health, and restrictions on how the fuel is made. And to get the credit, the sustainable fuel has to be half as polluting as traditional jet fuel. Right now, the aviation industry uses about 16 million gallons of these fuels every year. The Biden administration is hoping to hit 3 billion gallons by 2030. I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.